And closing this month's show, we return to Dr. Karen Ersch from the Department of Psychiatry in Cambridge to find out what's keeping her inspired with her research.
So here in Cambridge, we're quite fortunate to have a strong community in animal models of addiction. So we know quite well how addiction develops thanks to these animal models. And there is now another problem or epidemic developing, and this is the epidemic of obesity. So, well, there's an ongoing discussion whether the model that works to explain addiction can also be applied to people who suffer from obesity, who eat compulsively. And the discussion is still ongoing, and also the scientific evidence is debatable. But what I find striking is that the people who are addicted to illicit drugs, like people who are addicted to cocaine, they've never been, nobody has ever looked at what they are actually eating. So although their model or their disorder is applied to another disorder, to obesity, very little is known how drug users really eat. And so I just, because I'm doing research in cocaine addiction, I thought I have a closer look of what my participants are eating. And I noticed that there's a widely held misconception about what people with cocaine dependence eat, because in the short term, cocaine has appetite suppressant effects. Some people don't eat when they're on the drug. But when the effects wear out, people do eat. And I noticed that they actually eat a lot of fat, but they are not overweight. So this is quite surprising and remarkable. And so I had a closer look, and I have done a study where I also measured body composition and had a closer look at people's diets. And what it shows is that people with cocaine dependence, that they don't put on weight. And it seems that this might be an effect that cocaine exerts on their metabolism. So it speeds up their metabolism, that they don't put on weight. But when they stop, they do put on weight, and they put on a lot of weight, and they've also developed a habit of eating very fatty food, which obviously makes you put on a lot of fat. And that has an important impact on recovery, because putting on weight when you are trying to get your life back in order is certainly not going to help.
So you found this out of the blue result that links cocaine use with a change in metabolism and almost like a craving for fat.
Well, I'm looking into this now. My research is to understand a person who has developed an addiction and to understand this person in a more holistic way by looking at their drug use and their compulsive use and their addiction. But their addiction has also implications on what they eat, how healthy they are, on their immune system, on their sleeping patterns, on their well-being. It may look that we are only looking at one little aspect of their life, but in fact, the deeper you dig into a problem, the more you understand the bigger picture. And also, hopefully, the easier it will be to help people to really live a more worthwhile life.
Karen Ersch. And to keep you hooked, we'll be publishing an extra special edition tomorrow looking at children who, as young as 4, are becoming so addicted to smartphones and iPads that parents are seeking psychological treatment for them. If you have any comments or questions about this show, please contact Hannah at thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet at Naked Neuroscience, or you can post on the Naked Scientist Facebook page. And you'll find the full transcript for this episode and other Naked Neuroscience episodes on our website. That's thenakedscientists.com/neuroscience. Also on the webpage are information sites for those seeking more information about addiction and its treatment. I'll be back again next month to laugh a lot. We'll be uncovering the brain basis of funny. Why do we love a good joke, and what defines humour? This is the Naked Neuroscience podcast and has been brought to you in association with the Wellcome Trust and in partnership with the British Neuroscience Association. See you next month to open our minds. Bye-bye.